off-ground harvesting for almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Keeping those almonds off the ground is a really big deal in terms of food safety. When those almonds hit the ground, things can happen that you don't want to happen. Tim Birmingham is the Director of Quality Assurance and Industry Services for the Almond Board of California. He comments on off-ground harvesting, where it's at.
Yeah, well, the industry continues to make investment in off-ground harvesting. Obviously, you know, tree architecture will play a role in the adoption. There has already been some orchards that have been planted with off-ground harvesting in mind. This is an area that, you know, is of importance, you know, to improve the efficiency of the harvesting and the handling process. And so off-ground harvesting will continue to be an important part moving forward.
Birmingham said that the equipment manufacturers are the movers in getting us to this possible new way of harvesting almonds.
The equipment manufacturers have always been at the forefront of technology, and where, you know, they see potential trends developing, the manufacturers have always been proactive in making that investment in technology to address the industry's concerns. And so I'm happy to see that, you know, companies are doing that, you know, particularly in regards to off-ground harvesting.
That's Tim Birmingham with the Almond Board of California. In more news, American Pistachio Growers has selected its new president. It's Zachary Fraser. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.